views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing our connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Are you looking for direction with your relationships, business, purpose, or simply life? Well, you're at the right place. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, gifted others, but mostly you. Get ready for a slice of life's journey, Eve's objective guidance, tarot, readings, and the momentum you need to move beyond whatever crossroad you're stuck at. Now here's your amazing host, Eve.
Hello, hello everyone. Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing the power of the universe for happier living. My name is Eve from Elite Tarot, and I am so happy to be here talking with you today. Thank you, Benny, for being at the helm, and thank you to all of you for tuning in. What a neat show we have planned today. Joining me on today's show is renowned tarot educator, Reverend Geraldine Amaral. In addition to talking about how tarot can be used to help to provide guidance and insight to all, we're going to be doing readings together, including using tarot from a calculation of your birth date to provide guidance on the energy of the upcoming year. If you're interested in getting this special reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. So let me tell you a little bit about my guest. Reverend Geraldine is the co-author of the awesome book, Tarot Celebrations, Honoring the Inner Voice. She also has a fantastic tarot instructional video called Tarot 123. Geraldine is a teacher, motivator, tarot master, and spiritual leader. Based in the Washington, D.C. area, Geraldine teaches tarot classes on how to apply the tarot's esoteric principles in pragmatic ways and as a tool for personal transformation. Her uplifting perspectives provide a unique blend of spirituality, psychology, philosophy, humor, literature, and personal empowerment methods. Let me tell you, her classes sell out instantly, and she is in high demand as a speaker to the international tarot and spiritual community. Geraldine is an ordained minister in the United Metaphysical Churches, and on a personal note, she has been a tremendous mentor to me over the years, to which I am eternally grateful. Her website with all her information is at www.thespiritualtarot.com. Welcome, Geraldine, to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I am so happy you are here.
Thank you, Miss Eve. I loved your intro of me. It makes me think that I'd like to meet myself.
Well, I have met you many times, and the honor is mine so much, and I'm so happy that you are here. We have so much to talk about. However, I guess to start, I just want to ask you about tarot itself. Okay. You call this your company the Spiritual Tarot.
Yes.
What is spiritual tarot, and how is that different from what we know of through the movies like James Bond and
yes.
all of that?
Yeah, great question. You know, the tarot has gotten a bad reputation from the movies and James Bond and the whole fortune-telling identity of the cards. And I like to think of that as sort of the old consciousness, the old way of looking at tarot. But in the quote-unquote new age that we're in, we think of the tarot more as a tool for introspection, for tuning in to our own interior issues to explore and examine how those interior issues are projecting outward. So instead of thinking of fortune telling, we think of it more as fortune creation. You know, what is going on inside of me that is projecting outward to create my life, to create my destiny? It's a very spiritual, psychological, it's really where the action is in our lives. You know, we go through life, our culture teaches us that, you know, life happens from the outside in. And if we're, you know, if we have a nice car, a nice whatever, nice body, then we'll be happy on the inside. This tarot system, spiritual tarot, says no, life happens from the inside out. And by understanding what we're contributing inwardly, how we're inwardly creating life, then we can start to tinker, if you will, with those interior patterns and images and symbols. And really, that's what the tarot is all about.
I love it. Now, is this based on Jungian philosophy
yes.
at all?
Uh-huh. Yes. Another great question. Carl Jung, Swiss psychiatrist who developed a psychology of wholeness, wholeness. And in that psychology of wholeness, he said that the path to healing is to identify and integrate the archetypes that are in our unconscious mind with special emphasis on the shadow. Well, guess what? Tarot cards are archetypes. They are the templates of our human experience. Every single tarot card captures some human experience that we are having here on Earth. And so when you select cards that appear to be random, I might add, but in fact, they're not random. But when you appear to select the cards randomly, what you're doing is unlocking and releasing the symbolism from the archetypes that are locked up in your own unconscious mind. That is how we make that is how we bring the light of consciousness into the unconscious so that we can understand how we are creating our lives.
Yeah. No, I love the way that you put that because it makes total sense. And I also love the fact that since these are all archetypes, there are also no bad cards. You know,
that's
so
right.
Often when we do readings, people are always afraid of cards such as death, the mm-hmm. devil, the tower.
Yes.
And yet we're not looking at it from the perspective of a fortune teller or
that's
a prediction,
right.
Because some of those cards are actually the best cards because
yeah.
they're just aspects from within.
Yeah, the devil card is a good one to talk about because when people see that, the old way, the old consciousness would be, oh, you know, there's a jinx on me, there's satanic forces, there's, a black cloud. But the new consciousness, the new psychology of tarot says that this is a great card for you to get because it means that the very situation you're immersed in is an opportunity for you to heal the shadow. Remember, Jung said that health and healing comes from integrating all the parts of the consciousness with special emphasis on the shadow. And the devil card is the personification of the shadow. So when this card comes up, the question that we want to ask ourselves is, how am I unconsciously contributing to this difficulty? Or even a better question is, what piece of myself am I not loving that is being projected out into this situation? That's where we can really make progress in our lives. That's how we can really grow spiritually, by using images like the devil to, as I said, to release those unconscious motivations and patterns.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, totally. And it's interesting because sometimes like the devil card in tarot using the basic Rider-Waite-Smith deck
yep.
is also, it's very similar to the lover's card mm-hmm. when you look at it, and also cards like temperance or judgment and temperance. And so it's fascinating how these images have a direct impact on how we can use those images to get additional guidance for our own selves and making our steps forward with strength.
That's right. That's right. In that paradigm, you know, the action in life is inside ourselves. That's where the real action is.
Absolutely. And we always have free will.
Mm-hmm.
The with tarot and those images, that's also a question that a lot of people are always kind of bringing up. Well, where does free will come about?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, I get that question. Or the other question that I often get is, what if you see something bad?
Mm-hmm.
And again, you know, how do we say what's bad? If I look back on my life, the worst experiences I've ever had are really the best experiences because they propelled me onward in my life. And it's like you said earlier, there are no bad cards. There are only steps on our spiritual evolution. There are only steps in our evolutionary path. And in fact, the very situation that we're in right now, and this is for all our listeners too, the very situation that you find yourself in right now is your evolutionary path. This is how your consciousness and your soul and your psychological state is evolving through the very difficulty you may find yourself in at that moment. That's your evolutionary path.
And I love that what you said, and also how with tarot, you can also find that approach on how do we continue on with our evolutionary path forward with that strength needed to tap into our own strength for happiness.
That's right. That's right. Yes.
Excellent. Now, we're going to talk a little bit now, but a little bit also after the break, but you wrote an awesome book called Tarot Celebrations, Honoring the Inner Voice, which I have to admit, I have filled with underlines and highlights cover to cover. And it's really an amazing book, which gives a fantastic overview of how tarot works, how you can use tarot for your own insight and guidance. And I just want to thank you for writing this much needed book as a really wonderful overview of tarot for people who are interested in getting guidance for others, guidance for themselves, and as well as perhaps going into this as a profession. Tell me just a little bit more about the book and its evolution and all of that.
Well, I wanted to make this new understanding of the tarot more accessible. And there are lots and lots and lots of tarot books. Some are about the fortune-telling aspect, the predictive aspect. So I wanted my book to be really a hands-on, practical approach to for using the cards for one's own inner development, one's own inner resources. And I have a background in psychology, and I wanted to make it more mainstream, use the book to make this concept of tarot and psychology more mainstream. So the book sprang from that desire.
Awesome. You know, let's talk a little bit more about that book. And then how about we get into some calls too after the break? Just let me tell the listeners of how they can get in touch with you if you'd like to schedule a reading over Skype, sign up for a class, or purchase Geraldine's book or her instructional DVD. You can go to her website, The Spiritual Tarot. That's The Spiritual Tarot. We are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will talk a little bit more, and then we will be doing readings as well as a special tarot year energy calculated just for you with your birth date from my wonderful guest, Geraldine Amaral. So please stay tuned. You are listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, and we'll be right back.
Dr. Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions. Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.net. That's silver, GAIA.net.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Do you ever feel as if you're working twice as hard but only getting half as far? Are you trying to connect with your path in life and finding it elusive? Mainstream Metaphysics Radio is a weekly call-in show where we harness our connection with the universe and use what is in our power to affect change for optimal success and happiness. This hit show bridges the divide between what is and what we do not know. Eve, named one of the country's top psychics, also known as the MBA Psychic, invites you on this journey for this live call-in show with readings, featured guests, leaders, and visionaries in both business and spiritual callings. So join Eve Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as she takes metaphysics mainstream. For more information about Eve, visit EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com. Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
You. Yes, you can be the highest version of yourself. Wellness coach and natural beauty expert Dr. Agnes Frankel is on a mission to help you play the game of your life. Win in vibrancy, health, and beauty. Because you deserve it. Dr. Agnes goes beyond the limits in her personal coaching sessions to revolutionize health and wellness. Now is the time to unleash your true power. For more information, visit dragnesfrankel.com.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA Psychic from Elite Tarot. So excited to be here today with my wonderful guest, tarot educator of the highest esteem, Reverend Geraldine Amaral of the Spiritual Tarot. We are talking tarot and doing readings, so give us a call. If you'd like a reading, be sure to give Benny your full birth date, as Geraldine will be doing a tarot calculation to help you understand the energy of the year ahead, as well as provide tools for guidance and insight. Plus, I'll be doing a one-card reading as well, so you get two for the price of none. So, also, as a special treat, Geraldine is graciously giving away one copy of her book, Tarot Celebrations, Honoring the Inner Voice, to the first caller. Before we get right to it, though, I also like to say with readings, you know, that just as a disclaimer, that we are not doctors, lawyers, therapists, or realtors, and that a tarot card reading should never be taken as a substitute to seeking guidance from a licensed professional. And so what we're going to do is just, I thought Tess wanted to close and finish talking just briefly about the book, but also the deck that you're going to be using today. And because we noticed there are so many decks out there, and it's amazing just how many decks, from anything from the Rider-Waite deck, which I use, to the Gummy Bears deck, Steampunk Tarot. Why are there so many decks?
Yeah, great question. Well, first I'll say that in my book, the deck that I use is called the Morgan Greer. And there are so many decks. Here's the reason. Think about this. Reality is communally understood, but individually perceived. So if I said to you, Eve, and to all the callers who are waiting to get a reading, I want each one of you to draw me a picture of what you think love is. What are the chances that we're going to get 20 of the same pictures? Probably zero. So we all kind of understand what love is. We have a communal reality, a communal understanding of what love is. But we each perceive it through the lens of our own unique life experiences. So the tarot deck is, you know, the pictorial representation of our life journey. And so each artist who creates a deck is going to create a deck according to how they have experienced reality, how they have experienced their lives. And that's the joy and the fun and the thrill of collecting decks, which I do. I know you're going to ask me how many decks I have.
I am.
And the last count, at my last count, it was a little over 200.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And this is the point in which I will say, if any of your listeners want to join my club, it's called Tarot Cards Anonymous. And in order to be a member, you have to have at least 25 tarot decks. So yeah, you know, there's something thrilling about opening up a new deck to see how someone else has perceived reality. It's like a window into someone else's soul. And in doing that and looking through that window to the soul, I'm able to expand my own understanding and my own consciousness of what reality is. So it's a very nurturing, very healing, very affirming, very expansive experience.
I love it. If
your listeners are interested in getting their own deck, I usually recommend to my students that you start out with the Rider-Waite. That's R-I-D-E-R-W-A-I-T-E. And there are many variations of the Rider-Waite, but you want to have the Rider-Waite, those two words in the description. My personal favorite for the Rider-Waite is called the Radiant Rider-Waite. Mm-hmm. Beautiful colors. For me personally, mostly when I'm doing readings, I use a deck called the Thelema Tarot, and that is spelled T-H-E-L-M-A, T-H-E-L-E-M-A. And it's a very goddess-like, soft energy, beautiful colors. When I'm teaching, I usually use the Rider-Waite or some variation of it. When I'm doing meditations for myself, I use the Osho Zen Tarot deck, which is based on the teachings of Zen Buddhism. Today I'm going to be using the Thelema Tarot.
Awesome. Well, what do you say we get right to some callers? I am going to do a one card reading, and Geraldine has the full birth date, so she's going to be doing the calculation. And so why don't we bring on our first caller and we'll just get right to it. How's that sound?
That sounds great.
Excellent. So Raul from Seattle, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Yes, yes. Hi. I'm excited to be participating.
Oh, well, we're excited to have you. And it's pronounced Raul?
Yes, perfect.
Excellent. Wonderful. Welcome. So I have your birth date, and so does Geraldine. And don't worry, we're not sharing the age over the air. But Geraldine is calculating that, I'm just shuffling the cards. And is there anything in particular that you have a question about, like guidance on, or just a general reading?
I will say general reading. I think my two very strong questions are always have to do with love and work. Job related. I hear you.
Well, I've pulled a card and for you, one card today, and it's the Six of Pentacles, where you have a person who is giving and helping others, and you have got a heart as big as Seattle, and that is definitely part of your nature, is making sure that other people are being helped, that you're giving to others, sometimes though at the expense of your own needs. And because there's so many things going out in terms of love and compassion and all this wonderful stuff, it's super important for you from both your career perspective as well as to bring in healthy love as well into your life, that you make sure that you are honoring yourself and that you're not tipping the scale so much heavily to helping other people that you then begin to feel drained by the very things that actually give you strength and joy. So it's definitely about honoring the inner child and making sure that the occasional brownie is brownie, hot chocolate, and frappuccino is definitely enjoyed. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes, it does. Completely, yes. Thank you.
Excellent. Geraldine, what do you have for Raul?
Well, this calculation is really based on numerology. Numerologists say that numbers have an energy and a meaning and a vibration. And in divine metaphysics, we believe that your soul or your higher self chooses the moment that you were born, that moment in time, because of the numerological significance associated with your date of birth, that in fact you help to define your life path before you were even born. So if I add the numbers of your date of birth up and then add that number across and reduce it, the number I get is 19, which reduces to 10, which reduces to 1. So your life path number in this lifetime, from the moment of your birth to the moment of your death, is the number 1. And in the tarot system, we can get even more information now by applying that 1 to the tarot, and that is the Magician. And that tells me that lesson, your challenge in life, is all about learning how to create something out of nothing. The number 10 is all about all the changes you've had in your life and how those have taught you to manifest your number one self, creation and manifestation. And I see that we're getting signals here that we have to finish up.
Raul, can you just hang on and we'll just finish up right after the break and then we'll get to the next call?
Yes,
excellent. Hold on 1 minute. We're just going to take a quick break. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio with my guest, Geraldine Amaral. We'll be right back.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to. Someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790.
Tune in to The Michael Shane Show the third Tuesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and connect with the ascended beings to raise your vibration and manifest the life you desire. Get ready to receive healing through the transphysical mediumship of Reverend Michael Shane and the ascended beings. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, Shane.com, and call 425-971-6632 to schedule your full healing session now.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine. If you get clear and then return to the old patterns and blocks, and your answer to that healing is that you can't or you have to, then you may have a lot of fear that keeps you from choosing your greater good. There's no shame in not being ready. It just may not be time. But if it comes around again, let's try again. We shut ourselves down because we can't imagine another way of handling situations. Source is unlimited. Let's let go of the I can'ts and have to's and see what shows up. If you're ready to shift into your best life, visit LeslieFontaine.com and let's talk about unfolding all that you want to be, do, and have. You'll find sessions, classes, and audio products to help remove the blocks and move you into your potential. And listen to my show, Sheer Alchemy, on Transformation Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, with my special guest, tarot educator and spiritual trendsetter, Geraldine Emerald from the Spiritual Tarot. We're doing readings, so let's get right back to the calls. Raul, are you still here with us?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. So, Geraldine, sorry to interrupt you as you were talking.
Sure. So, Raul, the number 10, which is also part of your birth date configuration, is a card called the Wheel of Fortune. And that card is your teacher. And that card tells us about all the many changes, all the many ups and downs you've had in your life. Of course, that's true for all of us, but it's especially true for you. And here's the message I want to leave you with. The Wheel of Fortune is all about life's many ups and downs. The teaching or the lesson or the gift of the Wheel of Fortune is that we cannot control what happens on the outside of the wheel. That's the rim of the wheel, the external world. What we can control is the center of the wheel, and that is the center of serenity and peace within our own being. So, you know, the more you are able to step back and move into what we call the witness consciousness, the ability to suspend judgment and look at your life without ascribing meaning, then the more you'll be able to move into the one. Remember, 10, 1 plus 0 equals 1. And that is the magician, which is all about creation and manifestation. So what do you want from life? What do you want to create? Go back to that center and the wheel of fortune. Move into the space of the witness consciousness, suspending judgment, observing your life events without ascribing meaning to them. And the more detached you can be, the more you'll be able to manifest your magician. If you have a tarot deck, I would tell you to pull those two cards out, number 10 and number 1 of the major arcana, and meditate on them. Use them to remind you to tap into that consciousness, that witness consciousness. And I'm going to leave you with that, Raul, and say I hope that's helpful, and God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Geraldine. Appreciate it.
And Raul, just as the first caller, Geraldine is going to be giving you a copy of her book, Tarot Celebrations, Honoring the Inner Voice. So please hang on the line because Benny's going to get your information. And thank you so much for calling. Please keep us updated.
Yes, I will. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care. All right. So let's just, I love the way that you explain tarot, Geraldine. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Let's go to the next caller, Bryony from Bainbridge Island. Bryony, hello. Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Well, thank you, honeys. And I really appreciate your helping me out. This is great.
We're so happy you're here. Is there anything we can help you with, like guidance on, or just a general reading?
Well, I have a general would be fine, but what I really need guidance on is I have recently written and published a book on my artistic journey, and I would like to, and it's for my family and friends, and I also want to be able to use the book as forming a scholarship for some other art students and also sell my art and do some things and have it all go toward the scholarship. But I need some guidance on how to do that or what. So I'm kind of at a loss as to where to go from here.
Yeah. Well, first of all, congratulations on all the work that you've put forward. And when I pulled a card while you were talking, and it is so appropriate to your question because it was the major arcana, the Emperor. And, the Emperor talks about the fact that there is a mission in your life that comes from perhaps the journey that you've taken has not necessarily been the easiest. And yet it has the strength that you've gotten from it has served you well and will continue to do so. The key to remember is to remember to embrace joy. Because so often we get so caught up with just having to do the appropriate, the right thing, and you have so much to offer and so much to give, just be sure to make sure that you are not talking over that voice inside that's saying, oh, I don't need to have joy right now. Does that make sense?
Yes, certainly does.
I'm so glad. Geraldine, what do you have for Bryony?
Well, here's something really weird, which is that when I calculate Bryony's birth number, guess what number it is? 4.
I was wondering if that was going to happen. Wow.
So Bryony, your life path number is 4, which is the Emperor, which is the card that Eve just pulled for you. Now, I also pulled your year number, too, because every year, the energy, as the calendar changes, so does the energy of our own lives change. So your birth number is 4, the Emperor, and your current year theme number and card is number 9, or the Hermit. So my take is a little different than what Eve said, in that the number 9 shows an elderly man holding up a lantern, and there's light coming out of the lantern. And the lantern and the light represents some kind of healing, work that you are putting out into the universe. And so the first thing I'll tell you is that your book is going to be a beacon of light, a healing for many people. But with the Emperor, yes, it's good to feel the joy and take time to congratulate yourself, but you got to get organized. You got to get a plan in place. You've got to get your proposal, start contacting publishers, look into self-publishing, start building a foundation, a house, so to speak, a publishing house in which you will find you will connect with the right person to help you get this gift out into the world. So the number 9, the healing light. Yes, this is a wonderful tool and a gift that you're going to be showing and sharing with others. It will bring light and healing into their lives. But in order to get to that point of dispersing the light, you need to get your Emperor, the Builder, organized and start, you know, going on the internet, looking for a possible publisher, sending out query letters, really get down and get going on the nitty gritty of it.
Well, I already have the book is published. I have actual copy of the book.
Oh, and who published it? Can you say?
Yes, I can. It was Fenwick Publishing here on Bainbridge Island.
Ah, fabulous. So then
I have
getting
the book published. I need to find a way to get, I need to start figuring out how I want to be able to sell it or what I want to do with it.
It looks like we have to take a break again, so I don't mean to cut you off, but...
Well, if you can just hold on, Bryony, just over the break, we can be right back. Are you able to hang on for just a few more moments?
Actually, I've already got her on hold, so we're ready for you are.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. Okay. Well, we're gonna just take a quick break and we'll be right back in a closing segment and with Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Just stay tuned, please. Thank you.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
There are so many resources out there for meditation, but did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Badili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's ATANAMethod.com, and sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you sick of feeling overworked with no motivation? Take a break from the daily grind. Life coach Nicole Eisler is here to provide a healing journey of optimism. Passionate and caring, Nicole is no ordinary soul. Her dedication to helping everyone has no limit. Witness the power of positivity. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific for Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit BigDreamAwakening.com.
Tune in to Dynamics of Diversity Radio, scripting the new narrative for immigration with leading experts Kripa Upadhya and Steve Tanijo on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will remove the noise that often accompanies discussions on this topic and share a new perspective on the dynamics of immigration and diversity, ever reminding us that together we are all at the core of innovation, excellence, and positive change. Visit OrbitLawPLLC.com for upcoming topics. Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm here with my awesome guest, Geraldine Emeral of the Spiritual Tarot. And Briny, and are you still here with us?
I am indeed. Yes.
Excellent. So, Geraldine, you were just talking with Briny.
Yes, yeah, so just to finish up, Briny, about the number four, the Emperor, it's all about getting the job done.
Okay.
This is going to sound really weird, I suppose, but have you thought about sending a copy of your book to Oprah?
No.
So
okay,
this is what I'm talking about with the number four. It's like work it, baby. You know, send it out, go online, get an Amazon number, make sure Amazon has it, network, publicity, talking to different people, talking to your publisher, book signings. Of course, there aren't many bookstores left these days, but book signings is one. Going to art dealers, having them carry your book, offering to do a book signing at an art show or at an art gallery. It's like network like crazy, you know, in the tangible world. You got the light, you know, the gift is there. It's just waiting to be implemented out into the universe.
Well,
so take
is there
that.
Any timeline? Is there any time that's best to do this, or is this something I just need to start doing?
Just do it. Yep, just get going.
I love that you're doing this book, and because you have so much in you that people can really benefit from. And so thank you for putting your journey on paper. And I love the idea.
You.
Oh, my pleasure. And I love the idea of what you're doing in terms of sending it out. I love those ideas, Geraldine. Thank you.
What is the name of the book, Briny, again?
It's actually, my first name is Bernetta. It's called Bernetta's Artistic Journey. It's a life and work of Briny DuBois.
I love it.
Beautiful. I love that.
Oh, go ahead.
I'm going to look it up.
And
on the computer, I have a website, and it's www.berniedubois.com.
Beautiful. Well,
thank you so much. And Briny, we would like to, Geraldine definitely would love to give you a copy of her tarot instructional DVD, Tarot 1-2-3. So stay on the line, and Benny will get your address and information. Please call back and keep us updated on how the process goes.
I will definitely do that. Thank you both so much. And I'm sending both of you a big hug.
God bless.
Right back God bless. At you. Thank you so much. Take care. Geraldine, it's amazing how fast this hour goes. Thank you so much. You are such a wonderful spirit and light. How did that feel to do readings?
Oh, it was fun. I wish we had had more time to do more people and go into a little more depth, but it was great. You're a master, Eve. You are a master at this?
Well, everything I've learned as well from you. And so you're just going to have to come back. But Geraldine, you know, before we close, I would love to ask you a favor. Mm-hmm. In my first show, I talked about how we're all surrounded by energy. And so that when things happen on a global scale, we all feel it. Mm-hmm. And this show is all about how we can tap into our own strength to access joy, which can be extra challenging when things are just a little unsettling around us all, no matter where you fall on the political spectrum. Would you be willing to pull a card for guidance for all of us on hope and healing for our country right now?
Well, I'm going to do the numerology, and it's not really pulling a card. I'm going to do the numerology like I did for the people who called in. So if we take this year, 2016, that's the year we're in. And, you know, you're right. You're talking about the global mind and the global consciousness. And so if we add the numbers 2 plus 0 plus 1 plus 6, 2016, we get the number 9. And in the tarot system, the number 9 is the hermit, or often called the guide. It is the same imagery that we just talked to
Briny
about. Thank you. It is the older man holding up a lantern in a very stark environment. And there's beautiful light emanating from the lantern. And so if we want to think about what's happening, especially here in the U.S., then we have to look to the light. And, you know, I take that symbol for this year to mean to remind us that the divine, however you conceive of God, the divine energy is not going anywhere. The light can never be taken away from us. And there's a beautiful quote from the Course in Miracles that says, "The light is never far from you. It is as close as your breath." It is as close as your breath. So, you know, these are dark times, but we have to just keep focusing on the light and know that, you know, the divine's plan, that we can't see it, we don't understand it, but that, you know, God works through people. And, you know, whomever or whatever is going on in our leadership and in our country, the divine is working through it.
Well, thank you so much for that that message for right now, because I just think everyone is feeling just a little bit unsettled, and all that global energy, it impacts us all in ways that, you know, are still reverberating. So thank you so much. If people wanted to get in touch with you, the best thing, or if you'd like to purchase Geraldine's book, or DVD, schedule an appointment over Skype, you can find her. And please, please, please definitely look her up, you know, at thespiritualtarot.com. What goes into a reading over Skype if somebody is wanting to set up an appointment with you?
Well, before I answer that, I should say that I'm usually booked up 2 or 3 weeks in advance. So if you want a reading right away, just know that it does take a while. My schedule gets filled up very quickly. Typically, the best way to do a Skype reading is just using Skype. And the reading lasts about an hour. I can record it for you on a CD and mail it to you when the reading's done. We start out with a specific question that you may want guidance on. It could be general, it could be specific. And I lay the cards out, I do the reading. And then this is the part of the spiritual tarot that comes in. We look at the cards for patterns and repeat numbers and repeat suits. And then I ask you some questions about what you see in the cards, helping you to use your own visual experience to identify the problems and also to identify some solutions. And then we come up with an affirmation for you, specifically designed for you based on the reading, as well as an action step that you can take to bring the affirmation into life.
And if a person doesn't know, like I just want the general reading, or I have a problem, but I'm just not quite sure how to say it, I assume that you would kind of help them.
Absolutely.
With the question.
Yes, that's a great point. You know, the most important part of a tarot reading is formulating the question. Because if the question is too limiting in its structure, your answer will be too limiting. You know, even the I Ching, the ancient book of wisdom, says, if you can formulate the right question, you don't need an answer. So, yes, we definitely will spend time formulating the question. You know, the best questions are more open-ended. What is the guidance for me today about moving to California? Or, you know, what is the expanded viewpoint of spirit regarding my relationship situation? That way, we can borrow the eyes and mind of spirit and have an answer that is going to be broader than if we asked a more limiting question.
But and you can work with the person. If,
absolutely.
Because so often I know people come and they're like, I'm not quite sure about my question. And it's like, we'll help phrase the question. Mm-hmm. And you often will say, and one of the things I love what you say is that the stronger the question, the stronger the answer, mm-hmm. too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I can't believe this hour has just gone by. Geraldine, please, will you come back and do readings in the future with
us?
Sure.
Absolutely. Excellent. Of course.
You know, thank you all so much for being here today. Again, if you're interested in finding out more about Geraldine, scheduling an appointment over Skype, looking at her upcoming classes in the Washington, D.C. area, or purchase the book or DVD, you can do so at thespiritualtarot.com. And want to thank you all for tuning in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Please join me every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. With peace and love, see you back here next time.
God bless.
You've been listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio with your host, Eve. Join us Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to harness the power of the universe for optimal success and happiness as Eve continues to take metaphysics mainstream. Until then, learn more about Eve and Elite Tarot at EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com. See you next week.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.